Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It is so good to have you on board with us today. I am Sharon, and of course my husband is out today and so missed. But we have a wonderful guest with us, and that is Evangelist Johnny Woods from Help Ministries International. And we will be back in just a moment to talk with him.
Hello, Mama. Sorry it took so long to call you back. This job I had don't cut me any slack. Oh, Mama, tonight you're laying heavy on my mind. It just hit me. I broke right down. I don't know that I've ever thanked you one time for patching up my skinned up knees, kissing my tears, loving on me, for all the nights you laid away, praying to God I'd make it home safe, the countless things you went without, so I could have what I have now. And I know I don't tell you like I ought to, but I love you, Mama. Mama, ain't it just like you to make light of all you've done? Make yourself out to be the lucky one. Oh, Mama, this time I'm gonna have to disagree. You're the best there is, and God gave you to me. I'm so thankful for all those little things, patching up my skinned up knees, kissing my tears, loving on me, for all the nights you laid away, praying to God I'd make it home safe, the countless things you went without, so I could have what I have now. And I know I don't tell you like I ought to, but so long to call you back. Love you, Mama.
Our special guest today from Help Ministries International in Fairmont, West Virginia, Evangelist Johnny Woods. It's so good to have you with us today.
Amen. It's a pleasure to be here. Praise God. And I'm really excited that we can do this one more time. Praise God. Because I love to talk about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Even when we're wherever we are, that's the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I've sat around with people, and some of the best moments that I've ever spent in the Lord sitting around and we talk about nothing but Jesus. I even have a pastor friend I reconnected with here a while back that we used to go talk. I'd go over his house and visit him like 7 o'clock in the evening. Mm-hmm. And we'd be the next morning, sun coming up, and we're still at it talking about the Lord. Because it was always, I couldn't just go visit and spend a few minutes. It would be a marathon. His wife, praise God, here she passed away here not too long ago, that she's with the Lord, praise God, that she would tell us, oh, I'll get up in the morning and cook you all breakfast, because she knew we were going to be at it all night long. And Brother Roger is just a wonderful brother. But bless God. But we want to talk today about light.
Light.
L-I-G-H-T.
Light.
Praise God. Even the Bible says that, praise God, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And praise God, up above that, Jesus said, ye are the lights of the world. A city that's on a hill that cannot be hid. And praise God. And he said, neither do men light a candle and stick it under a bushel.
That's right.
But they said on a candlestick to give light to the house, that all that are in the house. Then he said, let your light so shine. So praise God. You know, when we talk about that, we have to be the light, praise God, that's in a dark world.
Yes.
Now, praise God, we already understand that this world is full of darkness, but there's a darkness coming upon on the church world that we're really going to have to shine. There's an attack that's coming, praise God, that we need to be aware of. And what God is saying, that when this takes place, I want my people, praise God, lit up.
All right.
Praise God. So you say, well, how do I be a light? Wherever you read in the Word of God, you find this in Hebrews 12, the last verse, that our God is a consuming fire. All right. Praise God. God was the one that invented the first street light. When he brought the children of Israel out of, praise God, Egypt, he led them by a pillar of cloud by day and, praise God, a pillar of fire by night. They had the first street light. Glory to God. And that light, that fire fought for them. It was so attractive that Moses said, hey, this bush is not being consumed. I'm looking at all this light over here. So praise God. So if we let God be God in us, he'll fire us up.
Yes.
And praise God. And we'll give off the light that we're supposed to. Now, in the church world, I know that we haven't got there yet, that on the day of Pentecost, it says they were all in one place, on one accord, and there appeared a sound from heaven came as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house.
Yes.
Praise God. What God does is, hallelujah, he opens up your ears. When you get on accord with him, your ears open, praise God. And the word says, there appeared. Now, once you have your ears open to the Lord, praise God, he starts opening up your eyesight that you'll be able to see. Here comes the light. What appeared to them? Praise God, cloven tongues of fire.
Yes.
They saw fire.
Uh-huh.
So now here comes the fire that has set down on the people, and it so moved them. It says that they were all full of the Holy Ghost, spake with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, it just didn't stay in the upper room.
No.
That fire was so tremendous that it went out, it spilled out into the streets. And when the people began to see it, they said, these people are drunk. But Peter stood up and said, they're not drunk as you suppose. But he said this, he identified it. He said, this is that.
That's right. Now notice, Peter was no liar. He didn't say they weren't drunk. He said, they're not drunk as you suppose.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were
as
drunk.
As you suppose.
But yeah, it's just like the Apostle Paul. He says, you know, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Why? When you need to get intoxicated, you get it on the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You don't get it out of a bottle. He didn't say, they're not drunk. He said, they're not drunk as you suppose.
Yes.
But this is that. What's that?
Praise
what
God.
The prophet prophesied.
Well, yeah, Joel has already spoken to them, and they knew the word. He said, this is that the prophet Joel had spoke of. And praise God, and it's still the same thing today. The Lord is pouring out. We need people to get on accord, get in agreement, get unified. Praise God, because when unity comes, it's even true when they were building the Tower of Babel.
Uh-huh.
To see that, and God said, let's go down and see what this people do. He said, behold, the people is one. In other words, they're on accord, they're in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, let's stretch forth our hand, because now if nothing will be held from them whatsoever they imagine to do.
Yeah.
God didn't change that law. It's still there.
That's right.
Whatever people imagine in their mind. I told folk years ago that man's imagination, if you can imagine it, you can produce it. Joe Jitsu used to talk to Dick Tracy on a little phone when we were kids.
Uh-huh.
And I told them years ago, I said, you watch and see that they're going to have Skype on a phone. They're going to have the internet on a phone. There's going to be a wristwatch that you can talk through. And I looked up one there, and there's LeBron and that little guy on a commercial, praise God, talking about it, and his phone rings and he talks on the phone. I went, wow, I didn't know it was coming that fast. It's there. That technology is out there. So church, whatever you imagine to do in the Lord, if you stay in his light.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. You can produce what God wants done. That law has not changed.
Mm-hmm.
Now what God wants us to do is get on accord.
Yeah.
Get in agreement with what he wants done.
And that's through meditation, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now animals have the ability to rationalize. They have a mind, else they wouldn't survive. But they don't have the power of imagination. They don't know how to meditate. And this is proof. A bird has been building a nest the same way for over 6,000 years.
Yes. Doesn't change.
Doesn't change. But man builds houses even different than he did 100 years ago.
Right, praise God.
Builds buildings different than he did 500 years ago.
Amen.
Because of the power of the imagination.
Yes,
but God wants that.
Mm-hmm.
Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, because he wants to build something in your life, through your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, praise God. And he's moving in such a wonderful manner that people, you need to sit and meditate and get the mind of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, when he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, Christ had the mind of God.
Uh-huh.
All right, now we're talking about creative powers.
Yeah.
When you get the mind of God, you've got the creative power of the universe abiding in this tabernacle, in this body. And when he starts, praise God, revealing things, because they will reveal things in that upper room, your ears will open to where you can hear what is being spoken in the spirit. Your eyes will be open to what, so you can see what is to be seen in the spirit.
Yeah.
And when God begins to do that, he's painting pictures. Visions become clearer and understanding. Every man of God and every woman of God that you read from Genesis to Revelation saw things.
Mm-hmm.
They heard things. They testified to what God revealed to them, and they carried that message. I still remember when Isaiah said, and I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Praise God.
Yes.
And his train filled the temple. And he also saw the angels crying, holy, holy, holy.
Yeah.
There's John. John wrote down what God had shared with him. Write it down. And John said, the angels are crying, holy, holy, holy. I saw.
Yeah.
And what they saw, we have revelation of. And praise God. And one of the most wonderful things that I had ever seen in my life, I remember I was a baby Christian, and the Lord revealed to me, a lightning shot across my eyes. I was meditating.
Mm-hmm.
And and I saw it. And I looked up and saw the silhouette of Jesus, like in light. We're talking about light, the silhouette in light, and he had this big key ring, and he raised it up, and he said, I have the keys to death and hell.
Uh-huh.
This big key ring with keys on it. Well, I was still, you know, I was still young, and I, when I started reading, I found it in the book.
Uh-huh.
It was in the book.
Uh-huh.
I said, that's my vision. He showed it to me, that revelation. He says, I have the keys to death and hell. God was tuning me in the spirit concerning the things that he wanted us to know. And I saw that, and I know that he can unlock any door.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the power to lock that door,
because
he said, I close doors and no man open it, and I open doors and no man close it.
That's right.
And now we have that power to do the exact same thing. He says, I've given you the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever is loosed upon the earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I just thank God for it.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Trust in you.
Brother Johnny Woods is with us today. We're going to the Lord in prayer. Brother Johnny, we have so many needs that come in. People are battling sickness, disease in their bodies. People with cancer, a bad report from the doctor. We've seen that the enemy, he wants to invoke fear in the hearts and lives of God's people mm-hmm. and say there's no hope. But that's not true. Mm-hmm. Jesus is our hope.
Amen. That's right. Jesus spoke to a man in the ninth chapter of Mark. And the man had come, and the disciples couldn't cast out the devil. And Jesus told him, he says, if thou canst believe, Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, praise God. Now, this is the issue that folk have to commune with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Get so close to him that you can hear his heartbeat.
Yes.
And you can hear it. Praise uh-huh. God. He'll let you hear his heartbeat. And that what happens when you do that, when you commune with him, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
When you get with the word.
Yeah.
The written word. Uh-huh. When you get with it, praise God, it'll increase your faith. It'll move your belief. It'll exponentially increase it. That you can believe for the thing that he's spoken. And Lord,
mm-hmm.
we ask you today to move on those that are mm-hmm. suffering from these afflictions.
Yes.
Praise God, because there's not an affliction that has a name mm-hmm. that your name isn't above it.
That's right.
Praise God, it's already defeated.
Yes.
Cancer's already defeated.
Yes.
Praise God, we're seeing miracles. Woman's kidney's dead, prayed for her, they come back to life. They're working, glory to God. And I'm asking you right now, with the same anointing
yes.
that set on Jesus' life, praise God, who went about healing all that was oppressed of the devil,
mm-hmm.
for God was with him, Acts 10:38. We release that anointing out right now.
Yes.
As you touch that one, praise God, warring and wrestling with the cancer, that he'll just surrender and trust you, reach out to you, commune with you, that
yes.
his belief will be or increased, and that he'll be able, glory to God, to see it dissipate and to disappear. Because the Bible says that, glory to God, where the Lord comes, when the Son of Righteousness
yes,
shall arise
yes,
with
yes.
healing in his wings, praise God, drawing your spirit upon us and keeping it upon us brings the healing. Praise God. And Jesus, you don't intend for us to be like this. You came, by your stripes we're healed. And we believe that today.
Amen.
And we loose, praise God, the healing stripes, the blood of Jesus to cover that one that's battling with the cancer, that pancreatic cancer right now.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God, that your pancreas come back to life right
yes.
now. In the precious name of
Jesus. Jesus'
There's
name.
A stomach right now that is suffering. Glory to God. We release the anointing. Receive it. God's
yes.
calling you. You know the lower part of your stomach. Praise God. With that gastrointestinal flutter and knees flushed out. Well, the Spirit of God is cleaning it out right now. In the name of Jesus.
In
receive
Jesus
it
name.
Right now.
In
praise
Jesus'
God.
Name, amen and amen. Praise God. Brother Johnny, thank you for being with us today.
Amen. It's my pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.